Shepherd. Going far away from the shepherd, straying from the flock, the mystical flock of Jesus Yeshua. The farther away you are from the shepherd, the more distant his voice. But when he saw the multitudes, Jesus, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad, as sheep having no shepherd. If he calls a voice, one must recognize and respond in obedience. When you have a flock of sheep and there's a shepherd on the hillside, and the farther away the sheep strays from the flock and the shepherd, the farther away the shepherd's voice becomes. And the sheep often think that they're hearing the shepherd's voice because they're going their own way and listening to other voices. Now, Jesus said, the Lord God, Jesus, behold, I will both search for my sheep and seek them out. In Ezekiel 34, and as a shepherd seeks out his flock in that day, that he is among his sheep that are scattered, so I will seek out my sheep and will deliver them out of all places where they have been scattered in the cloudy and dark day. Matthew, in that passage, that talks about the unrighteous shepherds and what they were doing to the flocks. Indeed, it says, Son of Man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say to them, thus says the Lord God to the shepherds, woe to the shepherds of Israel who feed themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the flocks? You eat the fat and clothe yourself with the wool. You slaughter the fatlings, but you do not feed the flock. The weak you have not strengthened, nor have you healed those who were sick, nor bound up the broken, nor brought back what was driven away, but sought what was lost. Nor did you sought what was lost, but with force and cruelty you have ruled them. So they were scattered because there was no shepherd, and they became food for all the beasts of the field where they were scattered. My sheep wandered through all the mountains and on every high hill. Yes, my flock was scattered over the whole face of the earth, and no one was seeking or searching for them. Therefore, you shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. As I live, says the Lord God, surely because my flock became a prey, and my flock became food for every beast of the field, because there were no shepherds, nor did my shepherds search for my flock, but the shepherds fed themselves and did not feed my flock. Therefore, shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God, behold, I am against the shepherds, and I will require my flock at their hand, and I will cause them to cease feeding the sheep, and the shepherds shall feed them no more. For I will deliver my flock from their mouths, that they may no longer be food for them. For thus says the Lord God, indeed I myself will search out for my sheep and seek them out. As a shepherd seeks out his flock on the day he is among his scattered sheep, so I will seek out my sheep and deliver them from all the places where they were scattered on the cloudy and dark day. And I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from their countries, and I will bring them to their own lands, and I will feed them on the mountains of Israel, in the valleys, and in all the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them in good pasture, and their fold shall be on the high mountains of Israel. There they shall lie down on a good fold and feed in rich pastures on the mountains of Israel. I will feed my flock, and I will make them lie down, says the Lord God. I will seek what was lost and bring back what was driven away, and bind up the broken and strengthen what was sick. But I will destroy the fat and the strong, and feed them in judgment. And as for you, O my flock, that says the Lord God, behold, I shall judge between the sheep, and between rams and goats. And then it goes on to discuss the judgment of the sheep and the goats. Very clearly in Ezekiel 34, the Lord God says he will search out for his sheep. And he said to them, what man shall there be among you, Jesus, Yeshua, in Matthew 12, that shall have one sheep, and if it fall into a pit on the Shabbat day, will he not lay hold on it and lift it out? How think you, if a man have 100 sheep, Yeshua said, and one of them be gone astray, does he not leave the 99 and goes into the mountains and seek that which is gone astray, Matthew 18:12. And if so be that he find it, verily I say unto you, he rejoiceth more of that sheep than of the 99 which went not astray. So it is the Lord who seeks that which is lost here in these passages that have been scattered by the shepherds, the sheep that are scattered by the shepherds, and the sheep that have become lost. In Luke chapter 15, we have Jesus teaching the parable of the lost sheep, most likely from the Ezekiel 34 Old Testament passage. Then drew near to him all the publicans and sinners for to hear him. And the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, this man receiveth sinners and eats with them. And he spoke this parable to them, saying, what man of you, having 100 sheep, if he loses one of them, does he not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he find it? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. I say to you, that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repents more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. This is a profound passage in which Jesus reflects the teachings of going after those, the lost sheep, in Psalm 78, but made his own people go forth like sheep and guided them into the wilderness like a flock. This is the work of the Lord. So Psalm 79:13 says, we, the people and sheep of thy pasture, will give you thanks forever. We shall show forth thy praise to all generations. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice, it goes on to say, Psalm 95:7, do not harden your hearts as in the day of testing. Psalm 103, know you that the Lord, he is God, and it is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Therefore, if you see the flocks and you hear the voice of the Lord and the voice of the shepherd, my sheep know my voice and they don't follow after the voice of another. So what are the voices of the others? Jeremiah 23:1, woe be unto the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, says the Lord. Jeremiah 56, my people have been lost sheep. Their shepherds have caused them to go astray. They have turned them away on the mountains. They have gone from mountain to hill. They have forgotten their resting place. In the scripture, First John 2:16. So here we have their resting place. Their resting place is the chief shepherd, where he is, where Jesus is. Now let's look at 1 John 2:16. So these are false pastors, false teachings. They led Jesus' sheep astray. 1 John 2:16 says, "For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but it is of the world." Very clearly, it tells you what is not from God. The world is not of God. The lust of the flesh, the pride of life, and the world, and the devil. Let's look at John 8:41. "You do the deeds of your father." They say to him, these are the religious leaders, "We are not born of fornication. We have one father, even God." In other words, they're saying Jesus was illegitimate, and they call him, well, you know, illegitimate, and they say they're legitimate, even God. "We have one father, even God." And Jesus said unto them, "If God were your father, you would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear my word. You are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaks of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. And because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. Which of you convinceth me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do you not believe me? He that is of God hears God's word. You, therefore, hear them not, because you are not of God. Then answered the Jews and said unto him, Say we not well that thou art a Samaritan and hast a devil? And Jesus answered, I have not a devil, but I honor my Father, and you do dishonor me, and I seek not mine own glory. There is one that seeketh and judges. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. So here the Lord rightly divides the religious leaders out, their teachings, that those who know God and know the Father know Jesus, because the truth is in him. Whereas in them. Now, if the religious leaders taught incorrectly, they didn't have the truth in them, as Yeshua said. In Mark 6:34, Jesus, when he came out, saw much people and was moved with compassion towards them, because they were a sheep not having a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. So he is the teacher of truth. And Luke 15:6 also designates who he is, about hearing his voice. When you know him, you hear his voice, you believe in him, because you are of his father. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. Luke 15:6. And who is this man, Jesus? To him the porter opened, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. John 10:3. And when he puts forth his own sheep, he goes before him, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. John 10:4. John 10:8. And all that ever came before me, Yeshua said, are thieves and robbers. But the sheep did not hear them. John 10:11. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. John 10:12. But he that is a hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf catches them and scatters the sheep. John 10:13. The hireling flees because he is a hireling and cares not for the sheep. 14. And I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine. And as the Father knows me, even so I know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have which are not of this fold, to them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. But you believe not, because you are not of my sheep. As I said unto you, John 10:26 and 27, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Therefore, it is very important that we know the shepherd's voice. And what did Yeshua say right here? He says, because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. Saying to the Pharisees, but if you do hear the truth, and you believe it, if I say the truth and you believe it, then you hear his voice and you know him. This is extremely important in this day and in this hour that we live in. The lions. Lord, O God, why hast thou cast us off forever? Why does your anger smoke against the sheep of your pastor? Psalm 74:1. Jeremiah 15:17. Israel is a scattered sheep. The lions have driven him away. First the king of Assyria devoured him. At last this Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, hath broken his bones. Micah 5:8. And the remnant of Yaakov shall be among the Gentiles, in the midst of many people, as a lion among the beasts of the forest, as a young lion among the flocks of the sheep, who if he go through both treadeth down and teareth in pieces, and none can deliver. Psalm 44:22. Yea, for thy sake we are killed all the day long, we are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Zechariah 13:7. Awake, O sword, against my shepherd, against the man that is my fellow, says the Lord of hosts. Smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered, and I will turn mine hand upon the little ones. Matthew 10:16. Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Romans 8:36. As it is written, for yet thy sake we are killed all the day long, and we are counted as sheep for the slaughters. The lions are the demonic powers, the agents that God used to bring affliction even among his own flock or towards his shepherd. But we need to come back to the shepherd. We need to yield to his voice. And the closer in the flock, the closer we are to the shepherd, the more protected we are. But what's happened? Psalm 119:176. I've gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek your servant, for I do not forget your commandments. So we can know God's commandments and be astray from him. We can be going down the mountainside and left the flock up on the higher pastures. And we can't hear the voice of the shepherd. We hear the voice of all these other teachers and doctrines and our soul and our flesh and the world calling us. And we think, oh, God would want that for me. And God doesn't want that for you. For we, like sheep, have gone astray, and we have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Who? On the good shepherd, on Yeshua, in Isaiah 53.